For WRCO News, I am Phil Nee. From the Richland County Sheriff's Department, the eastbound lane of State Highway 60 between Ginger's Drive and Riverview Ridge Drive is shut down due to a significant road cave-in. So please avoid that area until it is fixed. A note from the Richland County Sheriff's Department. There's a Wisconsin angle to a shakeup in the Seattle Police Department. Seattle Mayor Katie Wilson accepted Police Chief Sean Barnes' letter of resignation this week and appointed Deputy Chief Andre Sales to serve as interim chief. Both men previously led departments in southeast Wisconsin. Barnes is in Madison and Sales in Beloit. Barnes, on the job in Seattle for just a year and a half, had faced criticism in recent days for not being in Seattle when a mass shooting happened on Sunday. Sales is also a recent hire in Seattle, having left his job as chief in Beloit last June. Deaths were discovered during a welfare check early Friday evening. The Village of Winneconne Police Department, the City of Omro Police, and the Winnebago County Sheriff's Department were dispatched to a scene. The 500 block of Division Street in the Village of Winneconne in reference to a medical incident and welfare check. Upon arrival, officers and deputies located three individuals deceased inside of the home. Due to the circumstances of the incident, the Village of Winneconne Police Department requested that the Winnebago County Sheriff's Office become the primary investigating agency. Anyone with information on the incident should call 920-236-7300. On Friday morning, the Iowa County Communications Center received a report of wires down near the 700 block of Ross Street in the city of Mineral Point. The Mineral Point Fire Department, Mineral Point EMS, Mineral Point Police Department, and Alliant Energy responded to the scene. No injuries were reported. Then shortly after the noon hour, the Iowa County Communications Center received a report of a two-vehicle crash near North Biquet Street and Main Circle in the city of Dodgeville. The Dodgeville Fire Department, Dodgeville EMS, Dodgeville Police Department, and an Iowa County Sheriff's deputy responded to the scene. Individuals involved in the accident were transported to a local hospital for further evaluation. Kickaboo Cowboy Church will be held tomorrow night at the Old Oak Inn Banquet Hall in Soldiers Grove. Cowboy Church is not similar to a traditional church service. Bruce Pitsley is with Kickaboo Cowboy Church.
On a typical Sunday night at Kickaboo Cowboy Church, we start at 6 p.m. Basically, Kickaboo Cowboy Church is just like most of the other cowboy churches. It's a gospel concert. Sometimes people get a little leery about the word church, and this is not a church service. It's a gospel concert, all different kinds of gospel songs. There's country gospel, bluegrass gospel, southern gospel, or just plain good old gospel music. First Sunday of every month, April through December, we do Kickapoo Cowboy Church, and we're just looking forward to being able to do this again and want to keep it going as long as we can.
Each month features a different group performing inspirational music. Tomorrow's artists will be familiar to anyone who attends Cowboy Church regularly.
This coming Sunday, we have Holy Crow coming again to join us. Holy Crow is from the Lancaster area. Jim and Kathy Berglis, they do an amazing job with music. They do a really, really good job getting the gospel message out. And that's what Cowboy Church is all about, is getting the gospel message out through music. Jim and Kathy, they've been playing music for quite a while now. And the first time I met them was at the farmer's market in Boscobel. And I love their style, and we've been talking to them ever since. And this will be their fourth time coming to Kickaboo Cowboy Church.
Cowboy Church has become popular over the years. Anyone who attends will feel comfortable and welcome.
It has grown. There are other people that do cowboy churches once in a while. So Brown, Ontario, there's a couple that do them. And there's other areas that do them as well. And it's really an important part of things in our area that go on, because it provides a place where people can come and hear the gospel message, and everybody just comes as they are. It's really an honor to be able to do this. Come as you are, you hear the gospel message. Some people have had a bad experience at some point in their life with, you know, a church, and some people won't go to church, but they will come to Cowboy Church. There's no rituals, no assigned seats, no dress code. Just come as you are and enjoy the music and get the gospel message.
Everyone is welcome to attend Kickaboo Cowboy Church tomorrow night at 6 at the Old Oak Inn Banquet Hall in Soldiers Grove. Find out more about Kickaboo Cowboy Church at kickabookcowboychurch.com or on their Facebook page. Rock and Roll Reunion 2026 has been going on through the day today in Woodman. Great music, plenty of food still available. Roddy Dahl is one of the performers and an organizer of the event.
Each group plays about a half an hour. And then there's about a 10-minute switchover time, and it's nonstop music until pushing 9 o'clock at night. You know, we used to try to cook simple food on our own, and we'd do burgers and hot dogs mostly. And this year we have somebody catering the entire event. So I think they've got pulled pork, and they've got barbecue and chili dogs, but they're also serving full meals with salad and everything there. So it takes a big burden off of me, but it's also going to really enhance this event going forward that we can get that kind of service for the food.
Each year, money raised at Rock and Roll Reunion goes to a great cause, including this year's recipients.
This year, we are donating all of the money to local immigrants, and we are donating the money through the free clinic in Boscobel and through the Head Start CAP program. It's kind of cool. You know, we have immigrants that we work around every day in our farming communities and restaurants, and sometimes I don't think they have some of the same opportunities as some of us that were born and raised here, and so that was what we decided to do this year.
Money for this year's cause will be raised from sales at the event and through the generosity of those who attend.
It's a free event, you know, as far as admission goes, so you can bring your own chair, bring your own beverage. We encourage people to try and buy, you know, all their soft drinks and their food there, because a percentage of that food comes back to our cause. But the main way we raise money is from the sale of t-shirts or just from plain donations. And we truly appreciate those and accept those graciously.
Great music goes until late tonight. Family and friends at Rock and Roll Reunion at Woodman Village Park. You can find out more information about the schedule at their Facebook page, Rock and Roll Reunion 2026. Join Park Street Christian Church and Richland Center for an American 250 celebration tomorrow afternoon at 3. The event will feature a Shining Light musical and songs, military chaplain Cecil Richardson, and the meaning of flag folds will be among the highlights. A good old-fashioned American meal, which includes brats, hot dogs, cheese, potato salad, popcorn, apple pie, and root beer floats, will be served. Galway Lane in the town of Rockbridge will be closed this coming Wednesday from 8:15 to 4 for the purpose of culvert replacement. For Friday and Saturday's winners, we have an announcement from the Muscadet Avoca Blue River Lions Club, their calendar raffle winner. The latest is the winner of $400, Patty Gillitzer of Boscobel, with ticket number 0329.